T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A Jets first-round pick quarterback, Sam Darnold. Sam, Mike Francesa on The Fan in New York. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm great. I really appreciate you having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you. How have your first couple of days been?
First couple of days were great. Getting to learn the system, seeing some of the guys. You know, a lot of vets, most of the vets weren't there, but seeing all the rookies there and seeing all the coaches, working with Coach Bates, it was amazing to be able to finally get my feet wet a little bit in terms of learning the system and learning the playbook.
Sam, what were you you're sitting out there on the West Coast. You've gotten a lot of attention the last couple of years. You knew you were going to be a high pick, whether you were 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever it was. What were you thinking? Did you have an idea? Did you have a preference, because you didn't say you did, but the idea, did you think you were going one place more than another?
No, I honestly had no idea. You know, when Cleveland was on the clock, I was ready for a phone call. When the Giants were on the clock, I was ready. And then, you know, when the Jets had their opportunity to pick me, I kind of felt like I wasn't going to slide past there. I had a really good feeling, you know, after meeting with them and meeting all the coaches and seeing some of the players as well in the facility when I was on my top 30 visit. Just had a really good feeling. And got that phone call, and, you know, as they say, the rest is history.
What do you, you know, walking in the door, like, you haven't met everybody yet, I'm sure. You know, you still got to meet a lot of the players. You haven't seen a lot of the vets, and that's a team that's, you know, a changing team as it is. But what right now is the thing that you're saying, this is what I have to do, this is what I have to accomplish here this spring, even before training camp? What is it you have to accomplish right now?
I think the biggest thing for me is just coming to work every day. It sounds cliche, but it's so true. It's just doing my job every single day, you know, in the classroom, on the field. And by classroom, I mean film room, being able to study and learn the playbook, learn from guys like Teddy, from Josh, and guys like Hack, guys who have been there and have more experience than me. So I'm just going to learn as much as I can in the short amount of time that I have to learn. So I'm just going to step in there, be myself, do my thing, and lead the way that I lead, but not force it. You know, I'm not going to force anything upon anyone. I'm just going to do my thing and make every opportunity, or I should say make the most of every opportunity that comes my way.
Do you think about, I mean, is there a timetable? Is there anything in your mind, any goals that you set for yourself right now? I mean, obviously you don't know when you'll start, when that'll happen, what'll happen during the preseason games. But, I mean, do you have thoughts about certain stages you want to take and certain steps you want to take this season?
I mean, in terms of just understanding the playbook, I think that's just understanding that. But like you said, I mean, I can't really form any goals around what I want to accomplish this year without knowing what my role on the team is going to be. So whether I'm a backup, I'm going to have, you know, a different role than I'm going to have if I was a starter. So I just think knowing what my role is and going about it that way is what I'm going to do, and it's kind of what I do best. But at the same time, heading into camp, OTAs, all that stuff, is just continuing to be myself, continuing to work hard and put myself in the best position to succeed.
What has your head coach said to you?
What's that? I'm sorry?
What has your head coach told you? What has Todd said to you?
Coach Bowles is amazing. You know, as you know, he's a defensive coach. So I've had, you know, most of my encounters have been with Coach Bates.
Right.
In terms of just talking about the offense and everything, but Coach Bowles is just, you know, he's a very funny guy. He's a really good guy. So we just, you know, we have conversations about kind of the culture, and I guess I should say in my top 30 visit, I had more questions to him about, you know, what kind of culture he wants to bring here and everything like that. But in terms of what to expect from my play, there hasn't been many conversations in that regard.
You know, you come from obviously a storied program. You got a lot of attention in your time there. You handled it all very well from, you know, your incredible first year and all the attention and the winning and everything that went on. Your second year when you were under scrutiny all season, all that. But now you're here on the East Coast. It's a whole different world. What's been, for a West Coast guy, what's been the thing that has surprised you that's been a little weird or different about being here?
I actually visited New York City for the first time, you know, a couple weeks ago, and it's a lot bigger than LA. Just in terms of the building, when you're actually on the street and looking at the buildings and everything that's going on around NYC, it's pretty crazy. But it's awesome too. I mean, it's just, the people are amazing. I feel like everyone's in a rush wherever they're going. So it's a little bit different in that regard from LA, but in terms of handling the media and everything like that, I feel like it's mostly the same stuff. For me, it's been really easy to handle the media because I can easily be myself, and you know, I don't have to be anything I don't have to be anything different than I am with my friends or my family or my coaches or my teammates. I can be the same everywhere I go. With the media and with all my friends and everything. So it's very easy for me to kind of just be myself and let everyone know who I am without worrying about anything.
Now, you know, if you're a guy who gets a lot of attention and comes as a future quote-unquote franchise quarterback like you are, you come to the Jets, there's one guy everybody gets compared to, as you know. So you know the legend, the saga, the legacy of Joe Namath. Have you met Joe Namath yet?
Broadway Joe.
Have you met him already?
I have not met him yet.
Now, here's interesting what he said about you today. He said, and Joe, you know, usually says a lot, but and he's still very quotable, and he follows the team very closely. He said, what Sam has to do, and he had to do this himself, because he came in with the big, with all the hoopla, and came in with the, at the time, outrageous amount of money and all the stuff in a very changing world many, many years ago, and had to win the team over because there was a lot of jealousy about him getting all the money and everything else. But he said, Sam's got to show the team he can play and show the team he can lead them before he's going to be the starting quarterback. How do you think, tell me what you think about when you hear that.
Yeah, I mean, I actually saw that. I saw him say that, and it's just reassuring because I know that's exactly what I have to do. You know, I did that at USC. I mean, I'm not, like I said before, I'm not going to come in and demand anyone's respect. You know I got to earn it. And I'm going to go in, like I keep saying, be myself, but just go in there and, you know, not make too much noise, just do my thing. But when I'm on the field, I understand the quarterback has to be the leader. So I'm going to go into that huddle very confident, own the playbook, and at the line of scrimmage, just owning it and being able to tell the guys what to do no matter what. And because at the end of the day, guys want to be led. You know, whether you're a veteran lineman, veteran receiver, veteran running back, guys want to have someone in the huddle being able to tell them what to do with confidence. So I'm going to go and do that. And as time goes on, be able to earn that respect in the locker room and not demand it.
What would you say right now as a young player, and this could change because, you know, you'll evolve as a player, obviously, but and we're talking with Sam Darnold, the Jets' number one pick, the hopefully quarterback of the future here for the Jets for a very long time. What is your greatest strength as a quarterback right now?
You know, I think I do a lot of things well. I think the biggest thing that I do well is my instincts. I think I play really well. I'm a very instinctual player, being able to figure out when to get out of the pocket, when to make the right throw with the right timing. That kind of thing, just having a good feel for the game, I think, is what I do best.
Are you a big training guy? Are you a big conditioning guy? Are you more a football? Are you more a player, or are you a guy who's also a workout guy? Because the quarterbacks are different. Some are, some aren't. I mean, which one are you?
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit of both. You know, I like to be very balanced. I'm a big time, you know, believer that you got to put the time in the film room, and you got to, you know, work with your receivers. You know, get on the same page, but at the same time, I got to hold up, you know, myself and my weight in the weight room. I got to be aware of everything. I got to be aware of my body, but I also have to be cognizant of the playbook and what's going on, what my receivers, what my linemen, what my running back is doing every single play. So there's definitely a balance that goes on there, and I like to say that I'm pretty balanced in that regard.
How old were you, Sam, the first time you thought that it crossed your mind that you could be an NFL quarterback? How old were you?
I mean, I'd like to say I was young when I think I could play in the NFL.
Did you think about it when you were, like, a kid growing up? Were you thinking about the NFL all the time?
I mean, I would like to say I was thinking more about the NBA, to be honest.
Oh, really?
No,
did you play basketball in high school?
Yeah, I played basketball. When I was a little kid, I loved basketball. It was, you know, kind of my first love. And then,
right.
You know, played baseball as well and football, obviously.
Were you a Laker fan?
Huge Laker fan.
Okay.
Big Kobe Bryant fan.
Big
as well,
Kobe so. Guy, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And were you what was your baseball position?
I bounced around a little bit. I mean, I played a lot of pitcher. I was third base, first base, some center field, outfield, all that stuff.
And so. were you a Dodger fan?
Yep. Yep.
And who was your favorite? Who was your favorite baseball player?
Growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a really little kid, I mean, my dad was a huge fan, so I really bought into him, was Mike Piazza.
Okay. We know him well, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Sean Green. All those guys. Yeah, Eric Gagne.
Sure.
Big Dodger fans over here in the Darnold family.
Really? And all big home run hitters, too. So you like the home run hitters. And who was your quarterback growing up? First of all, you didn't have a team in L.A., so what team did you root for?
The Trojans. I was a big SC fan growing up.
Big SC? No NFL team?
No, because we didn't. I mean, we had the Chargers
right.
Down here in San Diego, but, you know, we were just – our whole family grew up watching USC, and as you know, a lot of people know, my grandfather went to SC.
Right.
So we just had a bunch of USC ties and loved the Trojans growing up. And then, you know, as a young kid growing up with Leinart and Bush,
watching Leinart and those great games and all that stuff,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, those were great games, too. They really were.
Yeah, exactly. So just growing up during those days was amazing for me. I think my favorite quarterback growing up would be all those USC guys coming up through the ranks, whether it was Carson
right.
Palmer, Leinart, Sanchez, you know, Barkley, all those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're talking with Sam Donald, of course, who's now working with the Jets, and hopefully, as everyone hopes, as the hopes of this franchise, you'll hear the history of the Jets and the long-suffering history of the Jets and all this stuff that goes on, Sam. So as you get more used to it, you'll hear all about it, you know, from having waited all these years for another Super Bowl after Joe and the guarantee and all this stuff. So it's all part of the ritual of being the Jets in this town, you know, especially in the same town with the Giants. So it's all part of stuff you'll learn as you go along. So it becomes, you know, part of the plight of all the players, you know. It's just kind of part of the deal, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, I understand.
But you can change all that, so that's what they're hoping for.
Exactly. Yeah, but at the same time, just gonna go in there, be myself, and lead the way that I lead.
Well, listen, we'll see you at training camp when you get going. So enjoy. You're gonna live in. Do you like the jersey? You know, you're a long way from the city where you guys train, so it's a long way. What do you think of that area down there? It's a lot different than New York City where you guys practice and stuff. I mean, it's a long way from there to the city, so there's a lot of different kind of places to live there.
Yeah, you know, it's,
and there's even beach. You know, you're not far from the beach if you're a guy who likes the beach. You're not that far from some pretty nice beaches in Jersey too.
Yeah, I've heard. I like the town a lot. I mean, it's not New York City. It's more rural, you know, kind of the back country, I guess, of Jersey, which is really cool, to be honest with you. I really like that. You know, if you want to go to the city and enjoy that life, you can, because it's only a 40, you know, people say it's a 40-minute train ride.
Yeah. Yes. Don't take a car. It'll take you a little longer. Yeah, you'll find out we have a lot of traffic. Yeah, listen, you're used to traffic. Our traffic might be even worse than yours, and yours is pretty bad. So,
I've heard the difference between New York and LA traffic is in New York, everyone's kind of flying around, trying to wiggle their way out of it. But in LA, people just sit in traffic because they know they're not going anywhere. That's the only thing is that LA, we kind of accept being in traffic.
Yes.
Whereas people from New York will try to get their way out of it as much as they can.
And they'll honk their horn a lot. That is true. Yes, a little more aggressive, I would agree. Now, listen, Mother's Day this Sunday for all of us, and you too. What about Kay Jewelers and Mother's Day? What do you got planned?
Yeah, I mean, Kay Jewelers has been awesome throughout this whole process. Before the draft, I did a media tour with them, and I was actually able to get my mom something for draft day. It was kind of a, you know, it's kind of one of those things where if your kid has a birthday right before Christmas, you get them a gift for their birthday and Christmas. So I was able to get my mom a necklace for draft day and Mother's Day, which was amazing.
How nice is that? There you go. And how excited was she? Your parents must have been crazy, right?
Oh my gosh, it was, you know, it was the time of her life, just being able to give her a gift, because a lot of times we're not, especially for me, during her birthday or for Mother's Day, it's hard to explain kind of the love that I have for her. And it's hard to explain how much she actually means to me without, without saying everything that I want to say. So there's not really a better gift than getting her a necklace or a bracelet from K Jewelers, which has the most, you know, beautiful jewelry in America, in my opinion. So it's honestly the perfect gift to give your mother to show her that kind of unconditional love that sometimes you aren't able to explain with words.
Very nice, Sam. And everyone can head on over to K Jewelers. Mother's Day right around the corner. You got a couple of days, so get moving. Mother's Day this Sunday, so everyone head on over to K Jewelers and find something for their moms or wives or grandmothers or whomever you spend that day with. And you know what? Unconditional love is what these Jet fans are going to have for you if you win some games for them, Sam. So they've been waiting a long time for that franchise quarterback, and they have pinned their hopes to you right now. So you're going to have a lot of attention, and we wish you well. We'll chat with you once we hit training camp. So good luck along the way and enjoy yourself.
All right. Appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks, Sam. Thank you. Sam Darnold, the former USC quarterback and now the quarterback of the future. We don't know when the future will begin yet. For the New York Jets, you know, do you put him in? Yeah, and that was Joe weighing in today with, hey, you have to win over the team. You have to show them you can play. You have to show them you know the playbook. You have to show them that you can win the game for them. And, you know, no one knows that better than Joe, because when Joe took over, there were a lot of, you know, I saw John Schmidt yesterday, who told me he was being honored. He was at the event I was at yesterday. And he said to me, came over and said hello. And he said, you know, because I got an honor yesterday from the telecare folks. And he said, I was at a charity event the other day, and who traveled like 6 hours to be there as a surprise for me, but Joe Namath. And how overwhelmed he was that Joe did that for his teammate. But the point was, Joe said, you know, he has told the story many times about how a lot of the Jets, they were very, very jealous, and they wanted Joe to prove himself. They really wanted it, because they're like, hey, who's this hot shot making all this money, this pretty boy quarterback with the bad knees who can't be touched, who supposedly got the great arm, the golden arm, blah, blah. And he had to win that team over, and he did. We know the rest is history. And Joe talked about that today, and Sam's going to have to do the same thing. And how quickly does it? Does he do it right away? Does he do it from game one? Does he do it later on? Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. That's what we'll see as the training camp begins, preseason begins. Everyone will be wondering exactly what the timetable is for Sam Darnold. That's going to be the thing that really tells the story of the next season for the Jets, because this is the future. The future is clearly Sam, and when he gets in the game and gets there to finally lead the Jets and where he can lead them. And I think he's going to lead them a long way. You know what I feel about Sam Darnold. Long before he came here, I told you for the last 2 years I thought he'd be the next really good quarterback. So let's see if that turns out to be true. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.